you just had a sense that he would be, you know, off to other things.
Ogilvy says it wasn't totally unexpected that King would leave his top state education post. King departs at the end of the month to become a U.S. Deputy Secretary of Education. It falls at a time when the school district has been working with a team from the state education department to try and figure out how to deal with its four failing city schools. But Ogilvy remains confident the district will get the job done.
Do you carry any concerns in this transition for the school district right now?
No, it's pretty clear for us. We've got an agenda of school plans, phase outs, phase ins, which really set us apart. But in addition, we've got the annual professional performance reviews that the state has an interest in, and you know, several other things. So, you know, our staff has their contacts in Albany, and I think those are durable relationships.
Having Commissioner King elevated to this federal level, do you see that as key to continuing to help New York State and Buffalo?
Only to the extent that we'll be comforted knowing that someone that's familiar with us and that we know will be at the highest levels in the Department of Education.
In the upcoming weeks, the State Education Department will review the city school district's agenda of its school phase-out and phase-in plans, along with annual professional performance reviews. But Ogilvy says he believes the district will continue to be supported by Albany. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.